Today I'll talk about abundance. Abundance is a state of mind. The other day, someone wanted to know what abundance meant. I shared with them an anecdote from my life from April this year. It was a beautiful Malayali festival of Vishu. And of course, it was also Tamil New Year's Day. While I don't subscribe to most things that are Tambram and Palagattam, Vishu is my absolutely favorite festival because it is a non-ritualistic celebration. You just wake up and see everything that represents and celebrates abundance. Most important, you look at yourself, your own face in the mirror, and celebrate yourself. Indeed, you are the superstar of your life. It doesn't matter who you are, or what you do, or what you're faced with. You are the one who's going to make your life happen. So celebrate yourself. I love this philosophy behind Vishu. The night before the festival this year, Vani was setting up our Vishukani. Now the Vishukani is the display of abundance at the altar at home. So you keep flowers, fruits, vegetables, some rice, some dal, and basically anything that signifies abundance is placed at the altar. So as she was setting up our Vishukani, Vani observed that we didn't have any gold at home. So normally people also keep gold. So she suggested that we will make do with some imitation stuff. She wasn't complaining or feeling sad. It is just a statement of fact that we don't have any gold with us. Around that same moment, I was pouring myself a peg of Royal Challenge whiskey as Vani made her observation. I spontaneously raised the bottle and told Vani, "Mom, here's the greatest gold that will ever be. Let us raise a golden toast to our Vishukani." That's the way Vani and I have learned to look at life, always with abundance thinking, of living with what we have and living the way we are, happily. Being bankrupt and penniless can be a numbing experience. It can be debilitating too when it endures for a long period of time. It's already been over 9 years for us. In this time, we have encountered fear, worry, insecurity, grief, guilt, anger, and a lot of suffering. And interestingly, we've overcome all of them. We've been able to do this only because we let go of scarcity thinking. You see, we don't complain anymore about what we don't have. And we have embraced abundance thinking, which is we celebrate and rejoice over whatever we have, however small it may be. So while our debt and a struggling income stream and broken cash flow remain, we have learned to always be positive and enthusiastic about life. Honestly, there is no other way to live life. If we invest precious lifetime moments and years in brooding over whatever we are facing in life, we will have lost that much living time. You see, when we are steeped in scarcity thinking, we are not living. We are merely existing. When we are celebrating what we have, that's when we are living fully. Think about your life, about your problems. By complaining and lamenting about your life, it ain't really going to change. The best chance you have to change your life is to go to work on it. Even then, there are chances, as we have been seeing with our own situation, that despite your best efforts, you will not be able to achieve the results or outcomes that you want. So depression and scarcity thinking will come knocking at your door. This is the time that you must invest in abundance thinking. When you're happy with what is, when you're not complaining about your life, you will be drenched in abundance. Not necessarily materially alone, but with love, compassion, and most important, the ability to get a good night's sleep. Is there anything more that you really want out of life? If you like this podcast and would like to follow me, please follow my blog on avisviswanathan.wordpress.com or follow me on Twitter at avisviswanathan. You can also look up my book, Fall Like a Rose Petal, on my website www.avisviswanathan.in. It's a book published by Westland and is also available on amazon.com, amazon.in and on flipkart.com. Okay, see you the next time on this podcast pretty soon.